This video, we're going to talk about having social equity and what the hell is it? Because all you real estate clowns only think about equity in your real estate. So let's talk about social equity today.
So a lot of people, they think the only way to exchange value is through monetary gain. And that is the wrong way to do it.
That's a terrible mistake.
It's a terrible mistake. And everybody wants to extract equity / dollars out of every transaction. And they want max equity, max ROI.
That's a terrible mistake.
Max everything. And they don't understand social equity. So brief description, what is social equity? And then we can cover like different examples of it.
Did we just make this word up? Or is this a real term?
I don't know. Maybe somebody Google it.
I think we made a new word. It's like manufacturing happiness. I never heard that before.
We're coming up with new terms all the time. So.
And new comps.
We do a lot of new things that are new. We're groundbreakers.
We break grounds. So social equity is like this. Let's frame it like if you have equity in a home or in a business, right?
Yeah.
If you have a big property with it's a mansion and you remodel it. It has a certain amount of equity from the day you buy it, you remodel it, and then you sell it or you keep it as a rental.
Yep.
Whatever happens, there's a certain amount of profit on top of that asset. But that's the only way that people that are in real estate, they're Neanderthals, and they don't think about that there's also social equity between people. So friends, Chris Rude says allies, you know, better than friends.
Yep.
But you have people in your circle that, I don't want to say they owe you something,
But
they owe you something.
Yeah, however you want to.
Like you've done so much good for them that now like they would love to repay it.
Yeah. So it's creating equity with a person. So a lot of people calls it allies. So he's trying to create allies to do more business with, because everybody wants to do one transaction, and I think the ability to understand the social equity part is you want to do more business with more people over and over again, because you're always having that relationship in place, and you can build and build that relationship literally to infinity. But a lot of people, they do one transaction, and this is with short-sightedness of wholesalers. I got 30 buyers, and there's no offense to you guys where you're at, you're trying to make max profit, but at some point you got to understand the relationship between you and that buyer. And that buyer that you have a relationship with could be your lender in the future. He could give you the business in the future where you're managing his flips. He can give you so much more opportunity than just he's buying that and exchanging that one transaction over that one time, and that's it.
I think that if you develop relationships, right? I hate sayings, right? Because I'm not good at remembering them because I don't need them, yeah. Right? It's like it's the ether of who I am.
Yeah.
So I hear a saying and I'm like, deletes all the words because I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? But they say it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
That is massive. That's a massively underrated context, I guess. I don't know what it is. If you have valuable relationships, it's worth more than all the money on the planet.
Yep.
Because you could send out a couple text messages and make 100 bands if you know the right people.
Send a couple text messages and raise 100 bands.
Raise a couple hundred bands with a couple text messages. $1 million with a text message, maybe, you know?
So I want to cover a first example. So you can, like, everybody has social equity, no matter if they're in real estate or not, whether they're different relationships, everybody has social equity. So we're going to cover different examples of this. And I want you to think about every one of these, because each one of these are building social equity if you build that relationship with that person. So first one that comes to mind is our first subdivide we ever did, 107 acres. The seller, first seven-figure deal we did with owner financing, $200,000 down. If you heard the story, it's in a bunch of places. But that seller, we did the deal. We did what we said we're going to do. 9 months later, complete the deal. We finished the deal. And most people would end right there. But no, seller comes back. I have 15 acres on the other side of town. Can you help me? And he's like, no, I don't have any experience in that. It's commercial land. I don't know what I'm doing. And the seller pretty much forces us. He bends Anthony's arm behind his back. He's like, you're going to do this deal. You're going to do this deal whether you like it or not. And gave us amazing terms. And we ended up working that second deal with him. And that's social equity. We did such a good job, and we said what we were going to do with that first transaction.
Massively over-delivered.
He's like, you're going to do the second transaction, whether you like it or not. You're going to do it. You're going to figure it out.
You're going to take my multi-million dollar property, and you're going to do the transaction with me. Yep. Well, no, I don't. How much time are you going to give me? How much time do you need? Like a year or two? Okay.
Okay. That's a totally different conversation. And we even told him, we're probably going to make multiple seven figures on your property.
We're going to make eight figures on this property. And he's like, I don't care.
I don't care. You're going to do the deal, and I want you to make money. And I'm like, what? Okay.
I tried to walk away.
You did. Multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times. So that's social equity with a seller. One other one that comes to mind is social equity with your attorney. Attorney is a good one.
Ooh, this is probably my favorite one because I have a love-hate relationship with attorneys. I think attorneys are the car salesmen of the legal world.
Yeah.
They're like hucksters, fast talkers, and
you gotta kiss a couple frogs.
They suck at their job.
Yeah.
They're cool guys to hang around. They're very knowledgeable, they're very wise, but they're suckers, man. They're like, they'll try to get you.
We've had a couple bad attorneys.
Yeah, they're hurting for money, so they just hustle you, super sell you on doing the deal with them.
Right. I need a $10,000 retainer.
They're cash poor.
I need a $10,000 retainer, and then I'll let you know when I need more. And you're like, what are you doing between now and then? Yeah. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Don't worry about that right now.
Don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
Like, yeah, oh, so attorneys, they're salesmen too. They'll get you. But making friends with a good attorney is very valuable. It's worth the weight in gold.
Absolutely. They'll protect you 100%.
You should have friends that are attorneys. And that's a tweet. If you're in business, you should have friends that are attorneys.
And we heard this the other day. Your business influence counselors, attorneys, mentors, they should be your friends. They should want to talk to you. They should want to provide value to your conversation because they understand your business the best. Literally, I talked to our attorney the other day. We needed a special contract. And I want A, B, and C. He's like, all right, well, you should do the A, B, and C. He's like, I don't know how you know what I want to do and how I want
to do it. You make it legal.
You make it legal and send it to me when you're done. And that was the conversation I had with my attorney, but he's like, okay, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll send it. I did
one too. I called Jeremy. And he's like, why do you got to make everything so difficult? I'm like, man, I'm just being creative, dog. You just keep me out of prison.
And that's it. So your attorney is another one. We're gonna go really quick on this one. So title company.
Oh man, you better have some social equity with your title company.
You better have some social equity with your title company.
Teresa MTC, shout out.
Yeah, MTC, we have a video coming out with her. We recorded. I had the
My
pleasure.
Title company of Texas in San Antonio, they cover all of Texas.
Yeah, we had a pleasure of doing an episode with her, so that should be coming out before this. So if you check out a few episodes in front of this, that's there. But my title company says they have saved transactions that we were like, yeah, let it go.
You see somebody pouring gasoline all over it and they got the match in their hand and you're like, just let that whole deal burn to the ground, okay?
Burn it.
Like, no, I got this. I'm like, don't got this. Yep, she closes it. All right, I like this. This is good.
So they'll save you on a lot of different things, and they'll save you with sellers too.
Save your butt.
So
keep you out of trouble.
One thing, they'll keep you out of trouble. They do it within the law, and they're going to protect you in a lot of different ways. A lot of times,
your title company should be smarter than you.
100%. This is one of the things where, like, real estate is easy when you have the right people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right attorney, the right title company, the right team partner, the right partner.
Come on down, bro. Hop in, man. You're good.
When you have the right team around you in real estate, it becomes easy.
Hang on.
So your title company is going to save your butt a lot of times. They're going to salvage.
They should.
They're going to salvage deals. They're going to save deals that you'll give up on, and they'll save all that stuff. Like, we talk about a deal in that episode with Teresa from MTC, and she talks about how we had a trouble transaction that was 12 months long, 13 months long. And they're
you know, we've had that petite deal in title for like a year and a half.
Oh, 18 months. Never mind. So you're gonna title company, please get a good one. Use them over and over again. Build relationships. Bring them donuts. Send them flowers. Buy them lunch. You're building that social equity over and over again. Repeat business.
Yeah. So something that we do is we try to over deliver as a business model. So this is not a marketing ploy, right? This is who we really are. Yeah. If you invite me over and you say, hey, can you bring a turkey? I'm going to bring two.
Yeah.
Right? If you say, hey, can I borrow 10 bucks for gas? I might give you 20.
Here's 20. Yep.
So we always over-deliver on everything. Like if our lender has 100,000 coming back, right, or a million coming back, dude, let's try to give them 1.1. And Daniel's like, you're crazy. I'm like, right. So we try to just overpay, over-deliver, over-everything. if we're doing a deal with somebody and it looks like it's not going so hot, like, just keep our half, you know, like, don't worry about it. So we're always trying to give something away. And it's cool because we're not doing it as a business ploy. Like, this is like literally how we are.
It's building social equity. And social equity...
But not as a business model. We just do it. We're just cool people.
Imagine this. Everybody's trying to pocket all the dollars they can.
Maximize ROI.
They're trying to roll that into the next deal, next opportunity. Now, do the same thing with your people and relationships. If you can maximize the ability to create... Hey, Anthony's a cool dude. He did me a solid one time, a year ago, 2 years ago, and then now it builds ROI over time. Or now he's like, man, I haven't talked to Anthony in a while. You know what? I in fact owe him something. I don't know what I owe him, but I owe him something. So then he's looking for an opportunity to repay you back, and it comes back tenfold, depending on how long it takes.
What a cool way to live, right? So yeah. Let's say that you're out there doing transactions that are sizable, and you're giving a lot of it away.
Man, give it away. Give away land. Give away acres. Oh, give away house. We gave away a house to the last deal.
Yeah, people are just like, it doesn't make sense as a business model. It's a terrible business model.
Terrible. This is not financial advice. But the results may vary if you do it right without expectation of receiving back.
You're not going to give so much that you're like starving to death. But if you can give something away, give it away and watch what happens.
Yeah, trust me. Give something away. Literally 20 minutes ago, Eric, he's waving. He left his bag at the Airbnb, and they recorded a video while I ran to the Airbnb. I was about to walk out the door, and I'm like, no. They did us a solid. I gotta put it back into the universe. So I gave the lady a 20, just for holding onto our bag and not stealing from us, you know. But
yeah.
Not that she's a bad person or was gonna steal from us, but I owe her.
Just pump a little something out when it's not expected.
It's unexpected. She did it because that was her job. But I owe her $20 because she saved Eric from losing all his videos.
Yeah, it's a cool way to live. You know, not that it's like a baller amount, so I'm not trying to brag. But like,
it can
if you give your waiter like a $50 or $100 bill, they will cry. And it's amazing because it's very sad that nobody is that generous, right?
This person, no one appreciates
this
that
person is like your personal slave.
Servitude.
They're bringing you hot food, cold water, like just waiting on you hand and foot like a slave, and like nobody ever thinks to give them a $100 bill. That's really sad.
And then you got the tipping culture, like, oh, they don't deserve a tip. They didn't do anything.
Ooh, man, I'll fight somebody for not leaving a tip. Like, I would literally fight. Not cool. It's not impressive. Like, yeah.
I think people don't understand.
It's really sad to treat another human that way.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I think it's different to, you gotta understand, like, if you haven't been to the bottom,
you should have started from the bottom. Now you're here.
You should have started from the bottom because when you start from the bottom, you really appreciate everything. You appreciate waking up in the morning without back pain. You appreciate having a good meal. I mean, we had a great meal the first night we were here. And Anthony was like so appreciative, like, man, I shouldn't be able to have a great appetizer, opportunity to spend with my family, having a great steak with my partner, and my wife's here, and my kids are here. I shouldn't be allowed to have this opportunity, but this is an amazing experience that I'm enjoying right now today.
I'm eating a good meal, and I feel like crying because there's people around the planet that are not having this experience.
Yep.
And it hurts me, man. It does hurt me.
So
I can't. Maybe I can't invite them to that same dinner table. But what if I could?
What if you could?
Yeah. What if I could?
So, if you're out there, find ways to create social equity. Literally, there's ways to do it every day in life, with your business partners, your family, your friends.
Don't do it as a business model. Don't do it as a trick, as a ploy. Just do it as a way of living and watch your happiness climb.
Yeah. If you believe in karma. Karma always comes back, and I think a lot of the reasons why we're successful is because we both live and practice this daily, and it always comes back tenfold.
I think we mean karma, like, I'm Catholic, right? So we're Christians, but karma is like that could be a religious term or something, or a non-religious term, but you push out good, and good's going to come back.
That's it.
Oh, one more thing.
Hit me.
Stop saying manifesting. You're going to manifest nothing. God's going to give it to you. God's grace is going to give it to you.
When you're ready to receive it.
Yeah, but you're not manifesting. Manifesting means it's like from the self. Like you ain't doing nothing. God will do it, but be ready to receive it. Do good for others. Be a good person as a business model, and things go freaking amazing.
You'll see. Let us know how it works out. But try it out.
Comment underneath this video if you try this and it works. Comment underneath the video and tell us. Let's talk about it. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff if you want to. If not, we hate you and we're probably going to block you off Facebook.
He's not.
I probably am.
He will. I won't.
All right, guys. See you soon.